Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Bagley Livestock Exchange owner Billy Bushell. Tell us what you're seeing right now coming through the barn on the market side of things. What's happening there?
Well, quite a bit of an upswing. Of course, we deal in mostly feeder cattle up here. So, it's that time of year where the good, framey, light flesh kind of calves always sell good as we creep towards spring. But the overall general market is really giving it a big boost, too. Kind of everything's falling back into place, and we're getting back to the way it was here in early fall, late summer prices again.
And, we kind of talked about that here later last fall. It's sort of following that trend that we generally see.
There is always usually a dip in the lighter, in the new crop calf market. You're dealing, in the actual cattle world, the type of cattle that you're handling at different times of the year in the upper Midwest, it's not always necessarily the market is changing as much as it is sometimes the cattle are changing and evolving into different types. So now we, our 500-pound calves now are weaned and vaccinated and preconditioned. Most of them in our country are mostly done on roughage, so they're not fat, they're not on a lot of grain. So that makes them very attractive to, other backgrounders and finishers both, So it's a different kind of animal than what we would see in late October, November, coming right off the cows not weaned,
Mm-hmm. And so this winter, I know the last couple of years we've seen a ton of snow and people kind of had to feed early and late into the spring. This winter is maybe being a little bit more kind to people on the snowfall side of things anyway. And, temperatures and whatnot, is that maybe playing any sort of a role?
If anything, it's made things a little more miserable for the producers in our region because, we're not... We don't expect to do any grazing this time of year, we could have grazed longer, and a few individuals were able to with the lack of snowfall and the milder temperatures, but it's not what you try to do because it's very rare that you do it. So very few people were able to take advantage of the extra grazing time frame because it just wasn't something that, we normally do. So you plan on using up your grass. by November, most cow calf operators. So even though the weather was good, the grass was gone anyway. And as far as the warmer weather, it's not really that good for cattle. Weaning the calves and stuff, people had more trouble with them this year just because the temperatures were milder than what they were used to, and obviously like their pens and their lots and stuff were soft and muddy, where they expect to to have nice hard frozen ground usually, easier to keep the cattle clean and healthy.
And up here in the northern plains, as we kind of look into the forecast for next week, or thinking 40 degrees, and it's not often we see mud in December or January up here.
Yeah, so we're just not geared for it. I'm not saying it's all bad or it's real terrible for some people that aren't able to to bed the cattle properly or have enough room to get them out and stuff. But yeah, it can be more hassle than the warm temperature is worth, but that's one nice thing about livestock people, where we can adapt to different situations better because, we're used to having to. So,
absolutely. Anything else worth mentioning here before we let you go?
Well, it just looks like we're looking for some pretty bright times here for the cow-calf producer up in our region. We've seen still shrinking cow herds nationwide in spite of the good cattle prices. So, we're going to have some, and I'm not saying every week's going to go up. We'll have dips like what we had here this last couple months ago through October and November, but now we're right back up again. It's not long-lasting things. The general trend is going to stay very strong for the cow-calf man in the next quite a few years. So I think there's a lot of opportunity out there for people to, probably generate more income than any cow-calf herd has been able to in history.
That's Billy Bushell joining us on the Red River Farm Network.